It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
Breathe.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello, everyone. It's Summer here. We have an hour to spend together thinking about power, personal power, energy power, emotional power. What does it feel like to show up very strong, very clear in your life? If you have been feeling out of direction, if you've been feeling self-doubt, if you have been feeling like everything I try isn't making anything happen, I'm despondent, I'm frustrated, I'm thinking of quitting. Other people are succeeding. I'm not. If you're thinking any of those things right now, this is your show. This is the one for you today. Number 578 of Flow Dreaming, Lessons in Inner Power. And I think it's going to be 8 lessons. We might actually go a little bit more, but we'll see. We're going to start with the 8. I start with 8 lessons in inner power. And what I'm doing today is I'm, again, just like last episode, I'm excerpting some of the teachings from Me School. So you can get a little taste, a little flavor of what it's like and what we do in there, what the whole point of it is. And I'm hoping by sharing this with you, it'll intrigue you enough to want to set up a time and talk with me about the program and maybe let me be your teacher and guide you a lot deeper in the ways of flow. I feel like a Jedi. Guide you deeper into the ways of flow. But truly, guide you deeper into the ways of working with the universe, working with energy, working with your own personal power, working with your intuitive self, and really working with co-creation and just becoming everything that you are meant here and sent here to be. So this is, again, 8 Lessons in Inner Power. We're going to jump into that in just a second. But before we do, 2 little housekeeping bits for you guys today. First, thank you guys if you are new here, if you just ran across this podcast or this radio show. Yes, I do air it live every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern time. During the live show, you do have the opportunity to call in, ask questions. I can look at you, look at your life, try and figure out what's going on. If you can't see it, the chances are really good I can, because I have practiced this hours, hundreds, probably thousands of hours at this point. So I can go in pretty quickly and tell you exactly what I see, what's going on, where you should go, and give you a little advice in that direction, often intuitive and flow-generated advice. So do call. Don't be hesitant. Don't hold back. I'd love to talk with you. The second thing I wanted to mention, of course, is that Me School is, in fact, enrolling. And like I said, this show is a little brief on what it's going to be like, a little peek inside. I'm going to do a couple shows like this to give you a feel for it. I'm really, really wrapping myself around creating a gorgeous, wonderful, beautiful class this year. And a lot of you will be starting in October and November. I am looking forward to working with you, going deeper with you. And not only that, but my Diamond Masterminds has some spots open as well. And I know there are some of you who are interested in Me School, but you're even more interested in being privately coached by me. And sometimes these spots take a long time to open. I remember once I was impacted for 18 months before I could take on a new student. So when I have some spots and we are kind of reinvigorating the Diamond Mastermind, it's a pretty important thing. So if you do want to work with me privately, now is the time. Please, please, please email me, get a hold of me, and I can explain that to you as well. Then the last thing is kind of a cool thing, a little off topic from Flow Dreaming, but very on topic, because you guys know that I've been podcasting and doing this show for about 13 years now, talking about life and energy. And of course, I started at Hay House carried it over to other stations, and finally put together my own lovely network. So I have my forever home now, and I'm gathering around me a group of really delightful, enjoyable, intelligent, fascinating pros, right? People who are deeply committed to becoming the best in their industries, the best in their workplaces, the best in their companies or their private practices. And that means that you can now come and be on the network with me. You can do a live show or you can do a podcast. And I got to say, the podcast thing has really been taken off. Even if you can't commit to a live show, get a hold of us about having your podcast up on inflowradio.com. That's the name of our network, Inflow. Get it? I'm Flow Dreaming. We're Inflow Radio. Kind of works together. But get a hold of me, and I'd love to talk with you about getting you situated to create a really nice, high-quality podcast, just like the one you hear me do right now. In fact, right now I'm sitting in my home office. I have my pajama bottoms on still. I never bothered to change those today because I got straight to work this morning. And here I am reaching many, 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 many thousands of people. And this is something that's very doable and very possible for you too. But you have to reach out and talk to me, right? And see if it's going to be a good fit. So those are the big deals that are happening right now in my world, bringing in a lot of new and fresh voices and faces. My Me School students, my podcasting peers, come on in and come aboard. The door is open, the invitations are sent, and now is the time. So you might even do it right now while you're listening to me. Just get it over with. Get it done. Go to the website or send me an email, summer@flowdreaming.com, and I'll get back with you. Okay, let's jump in. Woo! Lessons in inner power. So what's happened over the course of the years in Me School is, it's kind of something that's been coming together, gelling together more and more and more. And every year that I've run Me School, and this will be going into my sixth year of Me School, sixth year of students, waves of students, every time I hone it, right? I'm listening and I'm looking. Which pieces are the most impactful? Which pieces weren't? Which made the most movement in the class? What did most people respond to? And that means over time, I've added segments in, I've taken segments out. I've kept in some of the intuitive parts of Me School, because over time I've realized people don't come to Me School to get trained as an intuitive, or a psychic or a medium, right? You can take just straight up, you know, regular learn how to be a medium classes for that. But they do come to Me School because they recognize that they are constantly filtering through information. Information is flying at you every second. Like right now, like the molecules of the very air are flying at you and they're flying down your throat, frankly, and they're going into your lungs and they're traveling through your body. And, you know, this information is hitting you all the time. Well, it's not just molecules of air, right? And dust particles. It's quantum information. It's shared information. It's the shared information of our world, of our consciousness, of all the consciousnesses. Ones that extend beyond our world. This information is also flying around you, swirling against you, brushing your skin. I mean, just the very fact that there are billions of cell phone conversations going on right now, and if I picked up my phone, it would pick them up. It means they are literally everywhere, in everything. We are swimming in a swarm of information. And learning to navigate that information, learning to trust that the information you're receiving and picking up is accurate and true and useful for you, well, that is a Me School topic. It's sort of like being psychic and intuitive, but it's also a Me School topic. Because the point of Me School, one of the biggest points of Me School, is to grow your inner power. And growing your inner power means I am able to filter information. Well, first of all, receive the information. Second, filter the information. Three, extract what's useful out of that information. Four, trust that information. Five, make great positive decisions in my life based on that information. That is why we do a little segment of intuition. But that's not what we're here to talk about today. Look at me, I've already gotten off track. That's me, all right. I like to go off in any little direction that flow leads me on. I feel like every time I do a show with you, I'm walking down a path in the woods, you know, I'm going on a little hike and I think I'm just going to stick to the path. But then I think, oh, look at those little, you know, fungi over there by that tree, or, oh, there's a bird's nest up there. I'm constantly wandering off looking at whatever Flo has to show me. And then I remind myself, oh yes, if you don't get back on the path, you're not going to get home. So back you go, Summer, back you go. So back we go to lessons in inner power. So let's start with this thought, right? The only gift that you have, the only constant in your life, the only true constant in your life is you, your body, your mind, your inner being, your flow, yourself. That's it. Everything else can be taken away from you. Everything else can come and go. The people you love the most, the people you've shared with and bonded with and stuck with for 55 years, they're still not yours. You don't own them. They don't belong to you. All of your possessions, you're going to give them up at some point. You've given up tons of possessions already. Think about all the things you've donated, lost, let go of, threw away, outgrown. Possessions, they don't stick with you. The only thing that does is you. You are your own best friend. And you are the only person who can give you true power in your life. No one else can give that to you. They can act like it. They can pretend they can. They can dangle things in front of your nose and say, if you do this or become this, you'll be so powerful. Get the degree, get the better job, get the raise, get the promotion, get the title, get the perfect partner, get the great kids, get the whatever it may be. That's not power. Those are things that come and go. Those are things that can be taken away. So here's lesson number one. True inner power always resides within. It can never be given to you. And likewise, it can never be taken away. That is the blessing of it. That is the majesty of it. That is the awesomeness of it. And we are all gifted with it. Every single one of us has been gifted with the capacity to have as much inner power as we want. No limit. Be like walking into God's ice cream shop and God saying, hey, you can have 5,000 scoops if you want. You say, no, I think three will do. Three will do. You can have as much as you want, really. There is no end to it. And I think it was set up that way because, frankly, creating and distilling and growing into your inner power is one of the purposes of life. So why set a limit on it? It's hard enough as it is to even think that you might have too much inner power. I've yet to meet anybody who actually has. So how do you go about growing this inner power? Well, this is lesson number one. You're the only one with power over your life. True power, true inner power. Okay? True inner power. Other people can jail you. They can silence you. They can hurt you. But they don't have power over you, no matter what they say. They might be able to contain your body in a little jail cell, which is a form of power. They might be able to silence you from speaking, which is another form of power. But there is a power in you that they can never, ever change or affect. And that is your response. You get to choose it, always. Right, we read these books and these stories about people who survived the Holocaust and just terrible things. People who've been locked up in solitary for, you know, 20 years of their life and then sprung because they never committed it and was finally acknowledged. How did they survive? You get to choose your response. No one can choose your response for you. You got it. It's yours. It's a gift. Now, if you start with that understanding, the next question, of course, is, well, what's my response, right? How do I figure that out? Well, that's where we start to go about developing your inner power. And we'll get to that in just a second. The next lesson in inner power. Be careful who you give it away to. Be careful who you give it away to. Now, what does that mean? How do you give away your inner power? Well, I see it happen all the time, right? I'm talking to my students, and they'll say something like, well, you know, my husband really doesn't like it when I do this, and he says I shouldn't spend on this, and he doesn't think it's a good idea for me to go back and get my real estate license or my house inspection license. And I say, well, wait a second here. Since when did he get this power? Does he know that you gave him all this power? Does he? He's suggesting things for you, and he's offering ideas to you, and he's telling you what he would do and what he thinks is smart or dumb, and maybe he's even being a little pushy about it. Maybe he said, no, I won't support it. But does he actually know that you have given him power over your life like this? Would he want it? Did he actually ask for it? Or is this something unspoken? Is this something you just kind of gave? And then he started to shoulder the burden on. This always makes me realize, you know, everyone has their own life. No one should have a bonus life, yours. No one. And I don't care if it's your mom telling you what to do, if it's your partner telling you what to do, if it's your best friend, your boss, if they're telling you what to do, and it doesn't feel right, and it doesn't fit you, you have inner power. And you don't need to give that other person power unless you have specifically chosen to, because you want to. So lesson number two, be careful who you give your inner power away to. By the way, I'm seeing the phone lines light up. Hey, Donna, just wait. You're going to be next. Just want to get through a few more of these. Lesson number three in inner power. Some people will try to have power over you. Now, I just mentioned there's going to be people that you give your power away to that don't even know that you've done it. You're trying to please them, for instance. Think of somebody you're trying to please, make happy, right? You want them to like you. You want them to think that you're fit and beautiful. Maybe if this is a partner or whatever, right? You've given them this power over you feeling good about yourself. Their response is what's going to make you feel good about yourself or not. That's a burden. They shouldn't have to shoulder that burden. It's not their responsibility to make you feel good about yourself. They don't want that power from you. And forcing them to have it is going to put a strain on you in your relationship. But some people, on the other hand, they will try to take power over you. And they'll say, you can't have this. You should do this. You shouldn't do that. Look around right now in your life. Notice. Is there anyone that you've given power over you? They have to think of you a certain way. You want them to believe in you a certain way. You're trying to do things to get them to do this, right? They have this power over what makes you feel good, about what you think is acceptable or what you're allowed to do. Do they know they have this? Or did you just throw it at them? Now look around and look at the other kind of person. The person who is actually trying to have power over you. Power over your decisions, power over your thoughts, power over your political beliefs, power over the things that you enjoy doing on the weekends. And then ask yourself, do they have the right? They have their own life. They don't have the right to do that over mine. We're either going to be in agreement with each other or not at all, buddy. So the way I'm talking with you right now, these things I'm asking you to look at, these are all expressions of how we look at our lives and become very consciously aware of where we are sending our energy, right? So in Me School, we're always looking at where are we sending our flow? Where are we sending our energy? Are we growing it inside of ourselves, or are we letting other people siphon it off, whether knowingly or unknowingly? And that's one of the big things we do in the first couple of months. We draw back our energy from all these other people and situations that have either been knowingly or unknowingly siphoning it off from us. When you draw this power back, when you get this energy back, when you pull back from all of this, you become so much more free. It's like throwing open all the doors and windows of the house. I mean, the breeze blows in and you are free. You are absolutely free. Sorry about that. I had my phone too close to my microphone. If you heard the little ring, ring, I'll throw it away. So that's what we do. Because in Me School and in flow dreaming, it's not enough just to learn how to break through barriers, right? To find where you hold yourself back. You have to find out where you have been giving away who you are. in quantities too great to do you any benefit. Let's go on to number four. Only give power to people that you admire, people whose wisdom you trust and whom you love, because they are the only ones who have earned any little bit of your power from you. I want you to stop for a second and think about your inner power as kind of like money. Okay? Money. You have a certain amount of it. You can certainly have as much of it as you want, but right now you've only got a certain amount. Some people keep trying to take your money. And when they do, it feels really controlling and it feels bad and you yell at them and it makes you angry, it makes you frustrated, or it makes you numb out because you've given in. Imagine someone coming up and opening up your wallet or pocketbook and just taking out a bunch of 20s. Pisses you off. They're taking your power. There are other people that you're giving money to. Here, take this, take this, take this. You can have it. You're going to make me feel better. If I do this for you, if I act like this for you, you're going to make me feel better. You're going to make me feel like you approve of me. You're going to make me feel that I'm worthy. You're going to make me feel like I'm good enough. You're going to make me. And these people are like, stop it, stop it. I don't want that power. I don't want that responsibility. Your money, meanwhile, is just flying out. Using this analogy of making inner power look or feel like money really makes you understand how you're spending it. There are some people, though, that you want to spend your money on. They have earned it from you because they're the people you love and you trust and you admire. And you'll say to them, you know what, honey? You can have a little bit of power over that part of my life, right? Because I'm going to compromise and I'm going to agree with you. You're right. We both should be working and contributing to the household. You know, and frankly, if I hadn't decided to marry you and had kids and stuff, maybe I would have earned a lot less or taken a different job, but I'm responsible for this. So I'm acquiescing. I'm agreeing because I love you and adore you. And what we're making together is bigger than my own individual desire. So I'm going to share my power with you and I'm going to change exactly a little bit of what I'm doing to make you happy as well. I'm sharing my money with you. I'm sharing my inner power with you because you earned it from me and you deserve it. And there are other people who are doing that back with you. And when they do it back with you in that healthy way, it feels great. You're like, oh my God, I have a partner. I have a best friend. I have a coworker that I love. I have a boss that I get along with. I have kids that, the best relationship ever. Because you guys are sharing power together. You're giving them a little of you. They're giving you a little of them. And it feels good and it feels balanced and it feels right. It's a good exchange. So think now, who are the people you want to share your power with? Who are the people that are important enough that they could trigger you, that they could get you upset, that they could change your emotional state, that they could derail you? That's another way of looking at it. Right? Only the people I care about do I give enough power to affect me in a negative way. If I don't care about that person and they're trying to make my life miserable, I don't care about them. Why should I allow them to affect my emotional state, to affect my ability to love my family and not be stressed out? I mean, they're nothing to me. I'm not going to give them that power over my reactions and my emotions. But if I love that person and they're angry at me, if I care about that person, if I'm invested in that person and they're angry with me, then I'm all in with them, right? Because I love them, I care, and I've given them some of that power to affect how I feel. And that brings me right back to lesson one in inner power. You are the only one with power over your life, and you get to choose your response at all times unless there's someone else you're sharing that power with and you love them so deeply that you're going to let them create a response in you, even a negative one, unhappiness, sorrow, fear, anger, because you love them. It's not something you choose, but because you adore them, when you argue, it makes you feel upset. You guys, do you see what I'm getting at? There's a real distinction here between the people that you can allow to upset you and throw you off your power and throw you off track and throw you out of alignment. Now, I see this with my students all the time. My me schoolers are building things. They're making things. They're making big changes. They're opening businesses. They're going, they're putting on their little entrepreneur hats. They're sometimes they've just divorced or they're preparing to, they're training, getting their degrees. They've got things that they're really working on, right? And so the question of power comes up a lot. Are you in your power or are you out of your power? When you're out of your power, you're miserable. You feel lost, behind, wiped out. You've overgiven. You're not getting back what you want. You're frustrated. There's a little burning anger at the injustice of everything around you. You want to blame everybody? Blame the world. The world sucks. The world's a mess. Look, such an out of power place to be. So in me school, I have to say to my students, hey, what are you doing giving your power away over to that thing? Is that thing for you, part of you? Does it mean anything to you in your life? Why are you giving your power to that? Sometimes we give our power away to even just thoughts that we have. Our own thoughts we give our power away to. We become weak from our own thinking. And you guys all know what that's called, right? Lack thinking, another big aspect of me school. So to be a really great co-creator, to grasp and to grow these things, it requires you to go in and just become this immense, powerful being. And powerful beings make powerful decisions. Powerful beings are healthy risk takers. Powerful beings are people who don't say no to themselves. They say yes to themselves way more often than they say no. Right? Powerful inner beings know that they can always bounce back. And they have multiple times, meaning that the next time they trip and fall and smack their face on the ground with something that they try, they know that, oh, I've been here before. I'm just going to get up again. They know that they're not going to stay down because the inner power is the one thing that can never be taken. And it's the biggest asset you have, more than intelligence, money, anything, except perhaps your health. Right? Without health, all is lost, as they say, because you need your body. You need your body to have the inner power. So I'm going to pause here at number four, because I know we're just clipping along at a fast pace here. And I did promise some calls this time. So I'd like to demonstrate a little bit of, you know, how I work with people in Me School, how I work with you right here. And that's what we're going to do right now. So you can see what this kind of coaching, what this kind of direction could do for you in your life, particularly if you're stuck, particularly, you know, if you're in the same place this year right now as you were last year, if you made a few movements, but not a whole lot resulted from it, if you feel like you tried a bunch of things, but nothing made an effect to the degree that you wanted, this is what Me School was built for and made for, right? To find and release these holdbacks, to find and release your power leaks, to find and release these places where it's just not working. And this is why I open you up and wake you up and lead you into areas that maybe you would not have normally explored on your own. Because frankly, if you had explored them, you've already done so, and they weren't the places that you needed to go. So you need someone like me to take you into these places that you would not normally go, because that is truly where the stuff is hiding that you're looking for. Anyway, that's Me School. So let's go to Donna now in Northern California. Hey, Donna.
Hi, Summer. Hi. I'm good. I'm okay. You and I know each other.
Okay.
Because I had a private session with you, but years ago.
Oh, wonderful. I think I do recognize you.
And,
I think I know who you are.
I have sessions with your mom also.
Aha, yes, I know who you are.
Okay,
so good to talk with you again. What's
good
going
to talk
on?
With you.
What's happening?
Yeah, so what I'm calling about is I have a 94-year-old mother, and her boyfriend, I was going to say life partner, but they were together for 10 years, but that was like a lifetime. He committed suicide about a month ago. He starved himself to death. Pretty traumatic for her. And so she's on her own now in assisted living, and she's quite miserable, and she's doing a wonderful job of making everybody around her miserable as well. Mm. And I just wanted your insights. So she's in Southern California. I'm in Northern California. I've been going down once a month. But I just wanted your insights of how to best navigate this. And it kind of goes with your topic today. yes, boundaries and all of that.
Ooh, boy. Okay. So, let's see here. I'm just going to look at you. And what is your mom's name?
Olivia.
Olivia. Okay. Olivia. And when you said she lost her partner, so was this not your father? It was someone else?
No, not my father. Yeah, it was her boyfriend. Mm-hmm. They'd lived together for about 11 years. He was 98. And he just was done. He was actually in pretty okay health. He just was done. And so he starved himself to death.
Oh, how unusual.
Very traumatic for her.
Yeah, I would say so, especially after having created something so beautiful, you know, at a point in your life when most people have just given up completely. She's like, nope, I'm going for another round. I'm going to fall in love.
Yeah, well, so, but there's a bit more to it than that. It wasn't so much that she was in love with him. She has a lot of health issues, and so she's always in and out of the hospital for one thing or another, and he was incredibly devoted to her and would take care of her. So there was a lot of, I mean, I'm just going to be honest, it was very self-serving. But, I mean, I'm sure she really does and did love him. But it wasn't like she fell madly in love. It was like she found someone to take care of her.
What she did is she created a nice sense of safety for herself.
Yeah.
Right? A sense of, I'm going to be looked after and it's going to be okay because I'm afraid to do this just all by myself. And now someone's going to do this for me and with me. You know, and let's look at it like a mutually beneficial relationship. He was taking care of her too. You know, as I look at this situation kind of unfold in front of me, I get a real feeling that he felt that he really could not care for her the way he used to. It made his life feel less meaningful because that was a big draw. The fact that he could take care of her, that she did demand things of him. It gave him a use. It gave him a point.
Right.
And now he reached a point where he couldn't be that for her anymore, which made him feel increasingly pointless, increasingly useless.
Wow.
Okay?
Yeah.
Can you see that whole dynamic?
That,
it's real clear.
That hadn't occurred to me, but great insight. Thank you.
Yeah. So it's more than him just being done. He just, there was less and less there for him. He felt less and less useful and like he was just no reason for him anymore.
Oh.
Because his capacity had so declined in being able to take care of her. So I'm going to switch over and I'm going to look at her now.
Okay.
Olivia. So, you know what? All of this anger and this bitterness and this meanness that's coming out, it's fear and despair. She's just channeling it into these other emotions. This has made her really afraid. Like deeply afraid, deep fear.
Yeah.
And it's coming out as, how could you do this for me? And how could you, and how, what a selfish, and yeah, you know, and you, and da-da-da-da-da. She's like a cat lashing out, you know, like dunking a cat in a bath is what I saw.
Right.
It's because she's afraid. This is it. I mean, now she's really starting to get a sense of, I'm almost done here, and I don't like it. And I don't know what to do about it. And there's no one else who's going to come in and pick me up that I can just make myself feel like I'm in charge of, which is what used to give her purpose.
Yes. Oh, interesting. Right. Gave her purpose. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because she is one of those narcissistic mothers. So she was always really difficult, which is why none of her children are running to be by her side and say, oh, thank you, Ma.
Yeah. And it's not working on you guys. It's just not
working. Yeah, I mean, though, we all feel compassion for her, and we talk to her. I mean, she calls me many times a day, but yes, none of us are willing to do what Rudy, that's his name, what he did.
Yeah. Yeah, so she's finally, look at it like this. I would hate to have to do this at her age. This is why we all need to face our own demons so much younger in life, so we don't end up facing them when we're 94. But this is her moment. Right, this is her moment to face it, to stare her life straight in the eye, and to own it, and to grow her own inner power over it. You know, her life has been about power over others. You're right. Mm-hmm. This is really right on topic. Power over others because it made her feel more powerful, and all the other people who are willing to give up their power to her.
Yes.
Right, because they were hoping that it would do something for them in response, and with Rudy, it did. It made him have purpose.
Right,
but you can see that this is not the dynamic that most of us want to follow. Most of us want to have our own inner power, self-generated, not something we have to get from someone else.
Right.
Either by directing them or giving it up to them.
Right.
And this is what she's seeing right now. And she's recognizing her own inner power is a frail woman.
Right.
And that is absolutely freaking her out.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to sit with herself and in her own life right now. But
right.
for whatever reason, God's source is giving her this opportunity.
Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was just going to say, I want you to feel compassion for her. Be gentle with her.
Mm-hmm.
But your job is not to let her have any power over you at this point. Right? You stay in your own. And all of you siblings do the same thing. I mean, you'll be tempted to like coddle her or, you can tell. And remember how I said you can tell when someone's trying to take your power because they make you feel angry and frustrated and you want to stay away?
Right.
That's a red light right there. And that's what you're saying. All the siblings feel that way because they know that's what she wants to do.
Yeah.
And she can't get it. And she's like a junkie who's starving, you see?
Right.
But this is her moment to get clean. And it has to happen.
Okay. Do you have any sense of how long she's going to live?
Depends on how much her bitterness consumes her.
Right. Okay.
Right? And when she gets to a point of peace. You know, sometimes we have to have that strong medicine, and that's what finally shifts us. And if that happens for her, then she could go on. She could continue. And she could have some loving, loving years left with you guys.
You know, I heard something, spirit or something just said to me, until she learns to say thank you. Does that make sense to you?
Totally. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So she'll learn it or she won't.
Precisely. So give her love, give her compassion. She did you a great service all your life, even if she wasn't like the number one mom. Right? She also gave you, you know, the ability to understand power from a different perspective because she helped you live through it. You know, sometimes the people that are the most, have been the worst to us, they pick the hardest job because they raise their hand and said, I'll volunteer to be hated in this life.
Yeah. I'll be the
right?
mother from hell. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, who wants that job? Like,
yeah.
But there's something going on where you say, well, there's something I need from it. Can you please do this for me? Gosh. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, that makes
Done
perfect
it.
Sense.
Thank you.
Thank you, Summer. That really helps.
You're so welcome. Thank you for letting me peek in and take care and love to both of you, okay?
Okay, thank you. You take care of yourself. Okay,
all right.
Bye.
Bye now. Okay, with that, we're going to go to a quick break. And then when we get back, more lessons in inner power, how to get it, how to find it, how to know where it is in your life. Stay with me right after this. While we're on break, have you checked out Me School? In Me School, we travel together through a year, through everything that you are. You get to discover what drives you, how you're made, and how powerful you actually are. We play with intuition and flow dreaming and dozens of other techniques as you go through one of the most potent, powerful, and pleasurable personal development experiences you've ever seen. We continually co-create your future, and I ask you to bring big goals to the table, things that you want to become inside yourself. And you'll reach these using the tools that you've probably never been exposed to before in your life, but you will be here in Me School. So if you're curious, go to flowdreaming.com and click on Me School. Set up a call, and we'll help you see exactly what you can do with your life. And if you choose to come join me in Me School, then I look forward to spending the next year with you as we work together to create miracles. Thank you. In case you missed it, the number to call to talk to me live is the U.S. number 1-760-456-7277. Flow Dreaming airs live on Tuesdays, so check flowdreaming.com for my current live broadcast time. Again, reach me at 1-760-456-7277. Now, let's get back to the show. Welcome back. You guys ready for some more flow dreaming? Lessons in inner power. Me school, peek inside. I hope I'm whetting your appetite for what goes on here. Truly, it's the only program I know that's like this, where you are taught how to reshape your life, how to grow things, make things, change things, transform things, move through things. All the other nuts and bolts programs you've ever taken need the concepts of Me School behind them to make them fruit and flower, right? Otherwise, you're like a farmer going out there and you got all these seed packets, all this information that you've learned, but you don't know how to plant them in the own ground of your own life, right? And that is exactly what we do. Okay, so moving on, lesson five, inner power can be grown. Isn't that wonderful? Like I hinted at the beginning, inner power can be grown, right? It can be increased. It can be expanded. You can practice it. It's not something that you get a certain quantity of and that's it. I know that there's some Eastern philosophies, you know, where they say you get a certain amount of chi and that's it. You're done. That's it. You use it all up. Your life is done. Inner power is different, right? Inner power is something that you can increase, that you can add more of inside yourself. And how do you go about doing that? Well, one, we talk a lot about that over the year in Me School. But you also grow that inner power through practice, trust, self-trust, making inspired actions, being fearless, raising the bar, going into your inner growth, flow dreaming, shaping, owning, ridding yourself of lack, all of these things grow that power. And likewise, lesson six, inner power can also be taken away. It can be damaged, can be destroyed, but it can be rebuilt. Again, think of inner power like money in your pocket. Maybe you've been busy giving it away to other people your whole life and now you're broke. And you realize the only person standing in my way is me. I was talking actually with a new student who joined Me School just this morning, you know, and that's what he said. The only thing standing in my way is me. I'm like, yep, you're sure right. He's like, can you help me figure that out? I'm like, yep, my specialty. My specialty. We're going to bring to bear all of these fruits of knowledge that I have been gathering over the decades. And you're going to discover where your power went, when it went away, who took it, who you gave it to, and where you can find it and reclaim it and bring it back. And so when we look at our lives and we think about, gosh, you know, I just want to be unstoppable. I want to be someone who can just say, I want this. I'm going to be this. I'm going to get this. I'm going to try this. I'm going to experience this. Right? That all comes from the well of inner power and nothing else. That's it. That's what is driving all of it, everything that you choose to make, do, be, or create. You can see how over the years I shifted from manifesting to, well, you can't manifest any great, big, wonderful things if you don't know how to ask for them, right? Imagine if you'd only ever been surrounded by 99-cent stores when you grew up. You would think, I someday want to own everything in that 99-cent store. Like that would be it for you. You'd be like, whoa, I will have made it. And then one day you walk into a Neiman Marcus, and you're like blown away. What? This exists? This is what happens when you learn to grow your inner power. Your eyes open up and you can suddenly not just ask for more, but you can see more. There's more to ask for than you've ever seen before. That's inner power. Lesson number seven, just want to clarify. Inner power is not the same as charisma or having lots of energy and, you know, like go-gettingness. That's not what inner power is. Inner power is not being in charge of things or people, right? That might be called being powerful or having been given power. You know, maybe you're a judge or a politician or a teacher or a nurse. You've been given a lot of power over people. But that's not the same as inner power. You can be a very powerless person inside and be a teacher and be a judge or be a nurse. Really, inner power is a state of being where nothing is impossible for you, where you never stand in your own way. You don't even conceive of standing in your own way. It doesn't even enter your vocabulary anymore. You're the person that people look at and they say, how do you do all of that? How have you made all of that? How do you manage to have this beautiful, thriving business and a family? How do you have time, you know, to be a mom? And how do you take care of, how come you don't have any negative people in your life? How come you're not all wound up with all this drama and stuff like I always have? How come, right, you become this person? And your answer is simply, I just am this person. I don't let negative people in my life. I shut down drama as soon as it comes to me, unless there's a real clear purpose for it, such as growth, right? I create a balance in my life where I don't run down paths that are full of resistance and don't give me anything. I've learned to act fearlessly and bravely and to pick myself up and to rebound. I've taught myself these things. It's who I am. If something thrills me or interests me, if I'm thinking about shifting my career and I'm 48 years old, I'm going to say to myself, go for it. Do it. And another part of me will say, what? You can't do that. You're going to have to start all over. And da, 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 da. The inner power of me says, everything you've got is already inside you. What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? The outside world not recognizing this? The outside world already recognized it. You're afraid it won't recognize it if you put it in a new direction? That's not inner power. Inner power is the world's going to recognize it. You see what I'm saying? It's like I'm trying to apply it in all of these different areas so you can see how this is so foundational. It is so core. It is everything. Everything springs from this. Last bit. Inner power, lesson 8. Inner power means nothing gets in your way, especially you. Okay, this is not bulldozing over other people. We are the biggest things that get in the way of our lives. Our lack thinking, our fear, our insecurity, our inability to even know what to ask for because we can't see it. We've never been exposed to it. We don't even know it's there. We're the ones who get used to playing in these tiny sandboxes. And then that becomes our whole world, and that's all we know. And then we surround ourselves with other people playing in their tiny sandboxes, and we point fingers at them and say, look at them, they're playing so small, and they're always complaining, and they're no, no, no. But we don't realize we're in the same schoolyard with them. And then one day you go, this sandbox is really small, and there's not much sand in it. No wonder everybody's griping. I wonder if there's another schoolyard to play in. And that's when you stand up, and you shake off, and everybody around you gets mad. They say, where are you going? And you say, I'm sorry, I can't play in this little way anymore. And they say, no, you can't leave. We're all here. Stay with us. And you say, no, I've really got to go. And you look over, and lo and behold, there is a bigger life, and there is a bigger sandbox. And there are other people in these much bigger sandboxes surrounding you. And they wave at you, and they say, come on over. Come enjoy. Come have fun. And you realize I've been the one getting in my way. I've been the one saying no, holding back, saying not this year, saying I can't, saying I don't deserve it. I don't have the money for it. I'm not going to get what I need from it. I won't even get through it, like all the time. By the way, these are all things that I hear from people who I've spoken with about MeSchool who say no, right? So I know these like off the tip of my head because it always begs the second question. You're in your own way. When are you going to get out of it? And what's it going to look like when you do? I'm not saying MeSchool is the only way to get out of it, but I know it's an effective way to get out of it. There are other ways to get out of it. And sometimes we push ourselves to the final limits of what we can tolerate and stand, and then we break and we snap. And that's when we get out of it. we throw down our bucket and shovel and stomp off in a huff and say, I quit. And I'm done with this relationship. And I'm never speaking to you again. And this is my last day at work. And whatever it may be. And yeah, you're taking your power back at that point. But you don't have to take it back in that dramatic way. You don't have to take it back in a way that tears things apart. But sometimes we get ourselves to that point, and that's what we do. Basically, you're recognizing, I've been standing in my way and I won't tolerate it anymore. And that's the moment, the day you start to wake up and realize it wasn't the job. It wasn't the girlfriend or the boyfriend or the husband or the wife. It wasn't the parent. It wasn't the education. It wasn't the stuff going on outside of you. It wasn't the torment or abuse. It wasn't all of that. All along, it was me, how I reacted, how I grew or shut down. It was all in me, all along. And the second you feel like you, the second you figure that out, the second you realize that, you realize that's where all the healing also comes from. That's where the power is. And it's always been there. It's never been outside of you. It's never been held up and tied up and caught up in those other things, particularly the things behind you. There's a great episode, by the way, called Backward Looking Girl. If you're caught up in those things behind you, go find that one. I forget the number of it, but it's called Backward Looking Girl. Probably around episode 530 or 40. Look around there. But the day you start to reclaim your power is the day you start to really live and grow and thrive. And you look around and you start to say, oh my God, life is really short. Oof. And I have squandered quite a bit of it. And no more. I don't have a second to lose. I don't have a week to lose, a month to lose, a year to lose. And I have been dicking around, screwing around, excuse my language, but I've been doing that. Trying to figure it out, go slow, hold myself back, be smart. I don't have time for that anymore. I've got to get this figured out now because I've got life to live and I don't get a second chance at it. This is my one. It's just me and the rest of my life. Who am I going to be in it? Like truly, who am I going to be in it? That, my friends, sorry to get all up in your business, but that is me school. And that's my focus, right? That's what we need. I looked everywhere for someone to do that to me and I couldn't find it. I found specialty schools and things that would just help me with like one thing or another, business or relationships or whatever, or teach me intuition, but I couldn't find something to do that. So I built it because that's the kind of person I am. I built it. I built it for me as much as I built it for all of you. Because me school and my Diamond Mastermind, you guys keep me accountable. You guys keep me growing. You guys make sure that I don't slip into my old ways, my pity parties and my finger pointing, that I go back into myself and go, it's all in you, Summer. It's always been in you. What are you going to do now? And I go, oh yeah. Oh, that's right. And then I try and get a whole bandwagon of happy campers to come along with me. That's you guys. It's more fun when we do this together. And that's what we do. We have fun. We actually have tons and tons of fun. We have fun at our retreats. We have fun with all the little gifts and things you get in the mail. We have fun on Facebook together. We have fun in class. We laugh, we cry, we share, we support. Anyway, so that's it. Me School, lessons in power and how you can become that powerful kick-ass co-creator that you really, really, really are. So I know today we did not get into a flow dream. Usually I do flow dreams every time we get together. But today I just had too much to say, just way too much to say. So I'm going to wrap up instead by thanking you guys all for being here. Next week, yes, we do have another lesson from Me School coming up. So you can again have a peek inside. And I really, really, really urge you to give me a call, book a time with me, talk to me about Me School. If it's not right, I'm going to be the first person to tell you because there's no way I'm going to drag you through a year of something that you're not ready for or right for. Too much work. Also, let me know if you are interested in starting a podcast, because that is my other little baby, and I'm really happy to help you out with that. I have a wealth of knowledge, and you'll meet some fun, fun people also who are fellow podcasters and live shows. So, love you guys. I'll see you all next week for episode 579, Lessons in Elegance or Musical. Hey everyone, thanks for listening today. One request before you go. Please rate this podcast either in iTunes or TuneIn.com or wherever you listen to it. It'll only take you a minute to do, but your rating there is the number one way that other people discover this show. And the more ratings, the more people who will find and get turned on to Flow Dreaming. While you're there, you might also want to download my free Flow Dreaming podcast app. With this app, you can listen to the show anywhere you want on your mobile device, as well as search through listings of all of my episodes and bookmark your favorites. And if you want to listen to Flow Dreams, actual Flow Dreams on your phone, there's even another app. It's my Player app, and it will let you browse and sample Flow Dreams from the shop. There's even an oracle inside of that app to help you see and discover what you need to know most or what Flow Dream would be best for you in your life right now. You can find these apps on iTunes or in Google or your Amazon app store. And again, thank you so, so, so much for giving back. Love you. Bye-bye.